AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran's new supreme leader today vowed to keep attacking the country's Gulf Arab neighbors and using the threat of closing the Strait of Hormuz as leverage. That pushed oil prices back above $100 per barrel. Meantime, Sagar Magani reports.
America's top military commander in Europe says the Iran war has forced him to make some changes. General Alexis Grinkowicz, who doubles as NATO's senior commander, acknowledges some precious air defense capabilities have now been moved closer to the Middle East.
We do have a robust set of air defense capabilities in the Middle East, and I've used some of our EUCOM air defense capabilities to defend some of our NATO allies as well.
Grinkowicz was responding to Maine Senator Angus King, who cited Ukraine's need for those systems in the Russia war.
If President Zelensky was here, what would be the one thing he would tell us that he needed right now?
Grinkowicz's answer?
He would ask for air defense capability.
Democrats argue the U.S. is ripping through its defense system munitions in a war of choice. The administration says American forces have all the weapons they need. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. Central Command says a refueling plane has gone down in Iraq and rescue efforts are underway. It says the crash was not due to hostile or friendly fire, but two aircraft were involved, the second landing safely. In Michigan, an attack on a Detroit area synagogue.
A car came to the facility, breached the facility by driving into it.
Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard.
Was engaged by security. We believe there is one individual deceased in the vehicle. It's been complicated because there was some fire.
A security officer knocked unconscious, but no one else hurt. At Old Dominion University in Virginia, a gunman opened fire in a classroom, killing one person and injuring two others before being subdued and killed himself. This is AP News. Going after scammers.
The Cambodian government has said it's close to shutting down all online scam centers in the Southeast Asian country. Chihe Sinarith, a senior minister, told the Associated Press that the government has targeted 250 suspected sites since last July, and officers have already closed about 200 of them. Speaking in one of the alleged scam centers raided by police, Municipal Police Colonel Van Kemra told the AP how the operation worked.
They fake the uniforms, the identity cards, and they generate many fake faces by using AI.
Officials also say there's a connection to human trafficking, as they filed lawsuits against about 700 ringleaders and repatriated almost 10,000 foreigners who worked at the centers. I'm Karen Shamas.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.